everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every day talking about HR with the folks that are getting it done. So the only guarantee that I will give today is that before we introduce the guest is William and I will not be talking about Scientology today at all on this show. We have made a decision in pre-show. We will not talk about that because that was our conversation earlier this morning, and I'm sure Nathan absolutely does not want to talk about that. He wants to talk about things relative to the HR audience. So, Nathan, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Welcome, and thank you so much for having me, Brian and William, and thanks for everyone tuning in. And, you know, I take that as a small challenge, that commitment not to talk about Scientology. It's part competitive side of me that wants to see if we can get you talking about it, but I think there's a lot of other things to talk about that I'm really excited about, so we'll focus on that stuff.
I think that sounds like a plan. If you would, let's kick it off. Have you introduce yourself to our Drive to HR family, and then we'll roll into our big question.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Nathan Parcells. I'm one of the co-founders of InternMatch.com. We're one of the largest national platforms for students seeking internships, making it really easy to search, find, and apply to roles, and then also work with a range of companies from, you know, Facebook to Viacom, helping them find and hire fantastic interns, and also to create a branded profile online that's appealing to college students. And the last bit about myself, our company is 12 people. We've raised, you know, over $4.5 million in investment capital from really leading investors, and we've hired over 50 interns, and that's definitely an area of interest and excitement of ours is, you know, having and managing interns and something we've had a ton of success with. So excited to be on the show.
Nice. What's keeping you, what's top of mind, what's keeping you up at night these days?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic question. For me, the number one thing that I find alarming and challenging and that I think about all the time is around the high numbers of student unemployment and underemployment. You know, I think everyone's seen the reports. Students right now are one of the demographics that are hurt the most by some of the big macro trends that are happening in our economy. Close to 50% of students are unemployed or underemployed. And I think it's a massive challenge that the youth of our nation is facing. And there was actually a really cool graph that Peter Thiel put out, who's a leading technologist, that was showing the rising volume of student debt and along tied to some of the challenges in the sort of unemployment levels of students. And so there's this dual challenge that students are paying a lot more for college these days in many ways, and yet some of the skill sets are not always being applicable to what is required in the workplace and some of the fast changes that are happening in the workplace regards to software and technology that a lot of employers want our young people to have and be trained in. And so there is a massive challenge that's here in the States. It's also, you know, an issue globally. And for me, that's something that gets me really, you know, does make it hard for me to sleep and gets me really excited to think about ways to you know, address that and sort of bridge those gaps.
You know, it's hard because when you have kids, you think school solves it all. You send them off, they go to school, and then when you get an undergraduate degree, you know, basically from whatever college, great college, average college, doesn't matter. They get a degree, and then the world's going to accept them. And the hard kind of, and it's been going on for a while, but the hard truth of the matter is you're not guaranteed anything just because you have a BS or BA or what type of undergraduate. You have to have work experience. You've got to understand kind of how things get done. And so internships play a wonderful role in kind of balancing that out, that you have to not only do I understand frameworks and, you know, all of the things that are kind of book knowledge, if you will, but also I understand how work happens and how the things inside of a business happen. So internships play, in my experience, I did 11 internships while I was in college. Now, granted, that was 8 years and it was 2 master's degrees. So I did a lot of internships. I believe in internships, but I think that you're either hardwired to believe that or understand that both as a business, but also as a college, you know, student, you either get that I need to balance this out, or you don't. Like, then you have to kind of like graduate, get out into the real world, and go, oh my God, this is really painful. So how do we change people's minds about that? This is a great way to augment the college experience. Like, we're not going to supplant that, nor should we, but we're going to augment it by basically saying work is just as important as college.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. I think there's a few sort of pillars and places where that mindset can develop and you know, that change can start to happen. One is obviously within the sort of university community, and this is an issue that we kind of run into in different ways and think about in different ways, because there's always this trade-off that I think is really important, where a lot of the academic institutions recognize their role as academics and want to be building out that of the university experience, and many don't want to be, you know, highlighting and promoting the career aspects and the job training components, and feel that that's almost a tangential and different experience than the university experience should be about. And so I think just having open conversations with academia and talking about, you know, connecting the HR world and the business world and saying, you know, here are the skills that we care about and look for from graduates, and finding ways to, you know, I think incorporate more of that knowledge development between those two parties, it would be hugely helpful. The second that you brought up, I mean, it does come down to from an internship perspective, what are students doing in these internship programs? I think that's one of the things that we talk to HR executives about all the time. Or, you know, there's a question right now that's highly debated around paid and unpaid roles. There's a question around, you know, is this a sort of a rites of passage experience? Is it something more closer to academic training, and how do businesses get a benefit from having interns in their offices if it's something that's closer to, you know, training? And I think those are all really relevant questions. There's a lot of organizations that, you know, have very large successful intern programs where there's a introductory period where students are getting trained in relevant industry software and getting taught and know how to act like a professional within the soft skills of acting like a professional. And I think all of those aspects to an intern program where students are gearing up quickly, completing projects, getting bought into the office culture at a company, and ultimately have massive business benefits for the companies who run their programs like that. But it also is a major shift for others to kind of find the internal resources to invest in intern programs and turn them into this really effective training and hiring tool. And I think that's just something that, again, you know, some people are doing very effectively now and other people are wanting to learn more about, and others are struggling to kind of to get value out of their intern programs. So I think those two big pieces are constitute a large part of the challenge for how to turn something that's been informal for a very long time and that some students have used to great value and to make this transition more effectively, and to turn it into something where both universities, the students themselves, and the businesses kind of know how this process works and it benefits all parties really successfully.
Well, you bring up more formal. I really like that. Do you see a world, or do you envision a world where there's certification or standards that are applied? Like I had an ad agency, I had 127 interns over a decade, let's say. And I always kind of focus on having a great experience. Like, really, at the end of the day, I want them to have a great experience and really learn stuff. And so, you know, I did that because those were the experiences that were created for me. So I had that experience myself, and so I created it for others. But do you think that there's a way that we can create standards or apply standards or agree on standards, and then maybe even a world where there's certifications around internships?
Yes. I mean, I think that's a great question and something that I would love to work with people in the HR community to drive forward further. And it's something that, you know, we do have these conversations informally, and we do try to talk through best practices, but I think a formal certification program would be enormous because, as you describe, I mean, something that we find a lot in the conversations with, you know, VPs of university recruiting is that there are, you know, there is an interest in the people who have been in the field for a long time really love this process of working with students, and they've learned how to make this a rewarding experience for everyone who comes through their office. And there's a lot of interest in sharing that knowledge amongst the broader community. And the smaller businesses that we talk to are still trying to piece together the aspects of how do we add interns to payroll? Should we pay or should we not pay? All these more tactical initial questions. And I think that there's a lot of opportunity there for some of the senior leaders who have been in the university hiring space for a long time and really honed out how to you know, treat students well and turn it into a valuable business practice. So credentialing is a great idea and a great opportunity. And the last bit there is that, you know, the big thing that we see too from complaints from HR practitioners is that the Department of Labor has not always been very, very clear about intern practices. You know, there's, up until this point, there's been a lot of questions around whether unpaid internships at for-profit companies are legal or not, and over 50% of internships are unpaid still to this day, even though there's a lot more clarity now that those are not, shouldn't be legal for the most part. And you even have things like now the Affordable Care Act coming out where you have a lot of businesses that hire lots of interns, and there's not a lot of clarity within that act around how that will affect, you know, healthcare requirements and whether these students need to be offered healthcare. And so with a lack of, I think, input from some of the big legislative and regulatory bodies on how to treat interns, I think it would be very interesting for the HR community to at least really get together and try to define more formal best practices and policies for interns, for sure.
When you talk with you know, colleges and or companies that are, maybe they've never really kind of gone down this path, et cetera, because I think some of the arguments you hear from companies is that it's hard, they're only there for a little while, you know, what's really the value, you know, the typical kind of complaints, et cetera. How do you, it's not to counteract that, but how do you give them advice on how to create a great experience? Like, not just the what do you get for what do you give up, it's how do you create, how do you manufacture a great experience so that you get value?
Yeah, there's some definite, and we've done a lot of research and have a lot of data on this from students, and there's some definite low-hanging fruit that any business can go through to make a very rewarding internship experience. I mean, we hired interns when we were two people and a two-person company and still had a paid program that students loved. And when we've done surveys and gathered data on this topic, you know, the number one thing that students are looking for are, you know, access to mentors and professionals in their space who they can learn from. And secondly, you know, doing larger projects that can help drive their portfolio. And so from a, you know, HR and structuring standpoint, you can create a really fantastic rewarding program just by, at the beginning of your internship as you're setting it up, saying, here's 1 to 3 major projects that we expect this intern to complete. If it's a graphic design person, maybe it's making a few ebooks or infographics, whatever it is, having these concrete resume building experiences baked into what you're hiring for. And then 2, having a mentor who works with a student, you know, maybe it's at the very least, you know, getting coffee with them 1 hour a week and having that conversation be something more than here are your projects, but talking about the industry, talking about how the work that the intern is doing impacts the broader company's goals. And if you have a good mentor in place with each of your interns who's coming through, that is also a hugely valuable aspect. And both of those things are pretty cheap and easy. But you kind of have to bake them into your program and how you think about it from the very beginning.
It's funny, most companies kind of miss the fact that it's this is a great way to harvest talent. you know, they kind of miss out. They get so stymied, and it's going to take time and energy. It's going to be hard, and they're only here for a little while. This is actually, it's been my experience at least, a wonderful way to test people out and really figure out who's got the chops and who will be available a year from now or 2 years from now or even 6 months from now. This is a great way to test their metal, see what they're made out of before you make a formal job request of them or a formal, make them a job offer. I want to get your take on industries where you think internships just kind of make a heck of a lot of sense and it's just easy, and maybe industries or job titles or whatever where it's a little bit harder to sell.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And there's definitely areas where we see a ton of success with interns. And I think that, the big core reasons I think why you should bring an intern into your company is there's a few. I mean, one is, if there's a potential, if you're a smaller business and there's maybe a little skill gap somewhere where, you don't have a hardcore visual graphic designer in your team, and yet you don't have bandwidth for hiring that, but there's a lot of good projects that a student could work on, that's a great reason to hire an intern. If you're trying to fill your future talent pool, that's another very good reason to hire interns. You can even have two or three in the same role and be sort of trying before you buy with each of those students and making offers to the ones who perform the best in a given role. So those are definitely good reasons to bring interns in. And as far as positions, we see a lot of companies hiring interns for, like right now in the marketing field, content marketing is really big. So creating high-quality articles, whether for blog posts or for resources for a given website. These are things that, long-form article writing is something that Google really likes to see within its search engines. And so having, there's a lot of English majors out there who can come on board as an intern and contribute significantly to online articles and content. That's really effective. I think graphic design is another role where you have students who are very well trained in design through different university design programs, and they can come in and immediately have a really big impact on a business of any size. You do see a lot of people talking about social media as an area for hiring interns, and there's some debate there. While students can be young and therefore more tech savvy, it doesn't really guarantee that they're a great tweeter or know how to really drive your company's core metrics through social media. But it is true that, there's people out there who are great, and if you have a application process that involves them submitting their social media profiles as well as a resume, that's a great way to find those types of students. And then technology is an area where it's such a highly competitive industry right now that if you want to be growing a sizable technology team, hiring a lot of interns and really getting involved in the college-level hiring process is almost mandatory. It's so important. And you have to hire great technology interns, you have to bring, a competitive salary in. You have to make a very compelling internship program where they're going to be working on interesting projects. And you also have to be cognizant of your own technology challenges as a company. I mean, if you want this intern writing code, that can be a challenge because, it might impact your website or project. And so you have to be ready to kind of have the team and bandwidth to manage technology interns who are going to be directly impacting your code base. So those are some of the big areas that we see companies benefiting from interns.
So, most of our audience might not be doing college recruiting, and it might have been years since they've been in college. So give us some insight, if you will. Take us into that world. What's it like to recruit if we're dropped in at Brown? What's it like to recruit at Brown these days?
That's a great question, too. And, I mean, I would say right now, the on-campus efforts, there's some new interesting trends that are happening. Like a lot of companies are doing info sessions. So rather than trying to go in and do a traditional career fair, go to the club that has students most relevant to your hiring needs and talk to them about the industry that you're in and give them great professional insights, and that's a great way to do hiring. So outside of some new trends, a lot of the campus process is still similar. You can post to the college job boards. You can go to a career fair and you'll get applicants moving through. But some of the, you know, some of the bigger changes that we're seeing is students are the millennials that are, you know, getting hired right now are very interested in working at smaller companies or places where they can get, you know, hands-on experience. That's just what's most exciting to students right now. And so the companies who are most effective at college hiring are usually the ones who are putting together a really compelling job posting. And you can share that online where students, you know, live on social media. You can post it to different job sites. And you can email that posting out to your, you know, alumni school or to professors that you maybe still have or someone on your team is still in contact with. And those tactics of kind of creating a very cool description that's exciting and personable, and then, you know, just pitching students to how, you know, their work will create an impact at your organization is right now the most effective way to attract students. And you definitely don't need to be a big company that pays a lot of money to get the very best talent. Most students right now just want to work somewhere that they feel excited about and where they're going to get to do really interesting work. And so, again, it's all about setting up an interesting internship program. And you can hire the very top talent even below market value if you've done that well.
I want to get your take on millennials and kind of the mobile apply and Glassdoor. So mobile apply, using their phones to apply to internships, et cetera, like what your general take on that is. And are intern candidates, are they looking companies up via Glassdoor?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. So I'll just chip in a few things there. I mean, one, right before talking about mobile, in a recent survey that we did, the number one place where students start their job search is on Google. So this is pretty obvious at this point, but students are going to Google your company and search for your intern program online. So generally speaking, you should have a strong online internship presence that speaks to your culture and all of your program benefits in a way that's appealing to students. And companies that we've seen are just starting to, you know, really revamp a lot of their online presence and do a better job of this. And that actually matters with mobile, because whatever online presence you create should also be mobile friendly, because a lot of students are doing this kind of searching in either a tablet or a phone. And then, you know, dialing deeper into mobile, it's true, this is a trend that's massive amongst students. They are taking tablets to class and they're doing job searches, they're starting there. And so on a site like ours, we see, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30% of people who are visiting are coming via mobile. So it's a huge percentage of the young audience is, you know, job searching mobile. So being mobile friendly, it's a challenge, I know, for a lot of career sites, but it's hugely important with this audience. And as far as Glassdoor and other general review sites, I mean, I think it is a big deal, because you do a Google search for most company names and those reviews show up pretty highly in the top few search results. And so students are checking those out and getting a feel for what others are talking about your company. So it does speak to this process of, you know, now more than ever, it's important to, you know, the companies that create really unique internship programs and experiences and think really carefully about how they're going to create a compelling experience for students, they can outcompete even the biggest companies with big budgets, because students are talking about it. They're posting about it online. They blog about their experience. And now more than ever, students are discovering what are the coolest internship programs and most ones that offer the most learning experiences, and they're going after those rather than, you know, the ones that are just on campus and have the biggest brand presence on campus.
Nice. Well, we got about 5 minutes left. We got to do some war stories. So some great stories that you've heard of or that you've been a part of, and maybe even some horror stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you sort of around the internship piece?
Yeah.
Sure. So, you know, I think some of the good war stories, I mean, you see, in the startup world, where technology hiring is so competitive is one of the places where you see some of the most interesting war stories around getting people competing for really top talent. So there's a case that I thought was very interesting where a company called 42nd Floor, that's a technology company, found a sophomore technology candidate who they were extremely impressed by and went through the process of, courting that student for a number of years where the CEO was basically talking to him, giving him, acting as an advisor, and then ultimately made a very open and public job offer to this technology student online saying, I don't care when you want to join our company, but at any point you have an open invitation to do so. And I think that mentality hints at, what some companies now are willing to do to really cater to young and capable students who they want to be a part of their company. And I thought that was just fascinating and is a really, really interesting story of, how far some people are going with, trying to make the best intern hires. As far as intern horror stories, I guess there's plenty of those going on in the news right now. And there's a lot to be aware of on that front. We've seen cases where I'll give two different examples of intern horror stories that are very different. One that at smaller companies, and we've seen this rapid rise of intern lawsuits against their employers. And there's the big company examples of like Fox getting sued by former intern Eric Glatt for basically giving him an unpaid role where he's not doing much work and didn't feel like it was educational at all. And so there's some horror there to big employers who are not really actively using their intern programs. And the same is true of some companies who, are smaller and just bringing interns on and treating them essentially as, just cheap free labor that they're feel like, they're not teaching anything. And that the horror there is that you're no longer able to get away with that in the same sense because there's a lot of growing awareness among students about what their rights are and best practices for interns. As far as like a bigger company horror story, we talked with one major technology company a while ago that had one of the most standout intern programs, top reviews year over year. And they had been, surveying the students at the end of the intern experience, getting rave reviews, and then leaving at that. And they had only been hiring like one out of 50 or 100 of their intern class. And this is a horror story in the sense that one of the biggest values of an intern program is that you're hiring a lot of students. And so it took them, a chance to reflect to say, we need to be making offer letters, 3 weeks before our intern program ends to the top students that we seal them up and bring them into our as full-time hires down the road. And that was I think it's easy with an intern program to kind of focus on the details and miss out on the big picture of how you're getting tons of value for your business with your program.
Well, those are good. Nathan, thank you for walking us through. I mean, I think intern programs are it's such an opportunity and asset to kind of build and glean talent and grow talent and experience talent and vice versa. That it's missed. It's complete missed. Huge fan. And so you guys are doing some amazing work. Where can folks connect with you? And if they have any questions or just want to tell you how fantastic you are, either one.
Open to any and all questions. It's really my favorite thing to do is to talk to employers, walk them through any parts of the internship process and figure out how to solve challenges that they're working on. So for connecting with me, my email is just Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at internmatch.com, one word. And if people want to send me emails, they should not hesitate at all. And likewise, if you email me and want to set up a call, I will be open to jumping on the phone with you as well. I'm happy to do that. So just Nathan at internmatch.com, reach me, or you can also tweet us at internmatch. We're on Twitter, and we can respond to questions there too.
Perfect. Nathan, thanks for spending lunch with us. Folks, guess what? End of the week, we're out of here. We'll talk to you Monday.
Won't be trite, real name, no Right.